Governor Doug Ducey, nice to have you in the KAWC studios. Thanks again.
Great to be back in Yuma.
What struck me about today's remarks was how specific they were in terms of the targeted spending that you mentioned.
Well, as governor, you get to present the budget. And if you remember, 4 years ago, we had a $1 billion deficit. So that's an easy budget. You don't have any money. There's going to be no new spending. As a matter of fact, there's going to be some tough decisions while we tighten our belt. When you have the largest surplus in the last decade, we have a $1 billion surplus today. There's a lot of people that want that money. I know we need to invest some of that money. That's why I'm talking about K-12 education, 20% pay raises for our teachers, keeping our schools safe from someone who may bring a lethal threat, those types of items, but also adding to the rainy day fund, because we know the unexpected and the inevitable can happen. And that's a downturn in our economy. We're not experiencing that today, but we don't want the same type of crisis that we went through in the 2008-2009 timeframe to happen. And right now we're in a very positive cash position. We just need to be smart and responsible.
Let's talk about the drought plan for a second. You mentioned it today, and there were many Yuma legislators and stakeholders involved in the negotiations for that. Are you satisfied that it addresses the Yuma concerns? Going in, a lot of agricultural leaders were concerned about maybe a loss of water.
This is a better question for the Yuma leaders. As governor of the state, I want to be governor of all the people. We have 15 counties. They all, of course, rely on water. Yuma has a very significant agricultural concern and interest here, but we've got construction and home building and our tribal nations. So this was something where we had to bring everyone to the table and everyone had to give a little. And I want to say that my heart was warmed by people's willingness to do that. You don't hear a lot about compromise and collaboration in today's political environment. Well, in Arizona, it's a reality, and the drought contingency plan is a testament to that, to what's possible. The last time something this significant was done was the 1980 Groundwater Management Act.
You mentioned today how innovative community colleges have been since the recession, really, and also state universities have been pretty dynamic in dealing with the change in state funding. Does that dynamism, though, threaten any future funding from the state? If they're really good at doing more with less, does that mean that we'll never see state funding levels at pre-recession levels again for those institutions?
I'm really proud of our universities in the state. I'm proud of our community colleges. I'm proud of the focus and shift that we're having on career and technical education. As we have available dollars, I think the budget process, we have the amount of time and healthy debate and discussion. Education is something we've been supportive of. We've seen that a dollar invested in K-12 education and universities is a dollar in return or more. So I think this is just something we'll continue to negotiate. And we want to be more supportive of our universities. We want to be more supportive in K-12 when you have that virtuous cycle of young people with skills going into an economy that can support them and allow them to pursue happiness. That's a great quality of life. That's what Arizona has today. That's something I want to protect and nurture.
You mentioned a bit, too, about bringing some of that prosperity to places like Yuma, where maybe it's lagged a little bit behind some of the state metropolitan areas, bigger metropolitan.
Yeah, the urban core really is booming right now, and it is in some of our out counties, agricultural communities, that we want to see some adrenaline pumping through it. We think the relationship with Mexico has done a lot for southern Arizona, but there's a lot more that can be done. And then to also focus on the economic development projects that we have. Rural life in California and other parts of our country is similar to rural life here in Arizona, but they don't like the high taxes, the high regulation, the bureaucracy that they have to go through. Whatever projects that we can bring here to Yuma or any of these 15 counties, that's a win. I just want to make sure that we're not only focusing on the urban core, we're focusing on our rural counties and counties outside of Maricopa and Pima.
Governor, so many other questions I could ask you, but we promise to keep it short. I appreciate your time today, Governor.
Thanks for having me. I'll be back.